This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Don't panic. It's not the theme song. We're really sorry. But we have to tell you something.
But.
Yeah, we have to tell you. Our lawyers say we have to say this.
We have a live show this Sunday, the 12th of May in LA. It's this Sunday. So if you're listening like a good little boy or girl, the week or day this comes out,
if you're sitting around this fireside chat,
go grab your daddy's wallet and steal.
So where can they find tickets?
They can go to headgum.com/live, go to the Hey Riddle Riddle, click the link, and it'll send you off to the LA Improv's website where you can buy tickets.
And what do they bring?
If you come, bring yourselves, bring a good fucking attitude, because we don't want to fucking hang out with people who are sad.
You hear that, mom?
Also,
you're going to want to bring some puzzies or riddies, because at the end of the show, we're going to take some audience puzzies and riddies. We'll call upon you. You might hear yourself on an episode. So bring those, please. Also, you can dress up as your favorite characters.
Mm-hmm. Wear your merch.
You can wear your merch. And we're going to have new merch for sale. We have a brand new poster that's smoking hot for our LA show. We have some pins that we're going to sell and some pins that Aaron's going to drink. So come to our live show. Check it out. There's limited tickets remaining. We hope to sell it out, but we will see you there.
Happy Mother's Day. We love our moms.
Bye.
No, my brain is basically just water and mashed potatoes.
with
no electricity going through them. It's just that.
I mean, a little bit of water ruins mashed potatoes.
And that's going to be our opening for this episode of Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Adol Refai.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron Keefe. And that was a personal statement I said to friends.
We were doing some mic tests. Aaron said her brain is mostly water and mashed potatoes. And
that is awesome.
But
while we're kicking off and while we're talking about this is something that I'm glad that we brought up at the top. I'm glad Aaron brought up at the top of the episode, because shining a light on brains being mashed potatoes is an important issue that we need to talk about. But I found it to be a very controversial thing. What is your favorite way to eat potatoes? Like your favorite method?
To eat a brain.
And your two options are live or dead.
Ooh, live.
Yeah, live.
So
of course,
you can
tastes
get
better.
Their memories.
No, favorite preparation way to eat a potato?
Scalloped.
I was going to say scalloped.
Scalloped?
Yep.
Scalloped is a sleeper. Because I feel like people wouldn't say scalloped.
My mom makes excellent scalloped potatoes.
My mom made excellent scalloped potatoes. Do we have the same mom? One, two, three.
My grandma.
Do you say my grandma?
Yeah, my grandma makes great scalloped potatoes.
My grandma and your grandma making scalloped potatoes.
Well, I would argue that there's really no horrible way to prepare them. I love mashed potatoes and I love French fries. Adol just handed me a box of French fries, and he didn't even have to text me to know that I wanted them. He just brought them for me because he knew I'd eat
them. For
those
who can't see, it is a bank box full of fries. Mm-hmm. It is about 3.5 pounds, and Aaron went through them very quick.
I blinked, and they were gone.
I think my favorite way to eat mashed potatoes is waffle fries. I think waffle fries are that's my favorite type of potato.
What do you dip those into?
Does Hardee's
ranch
have waffle
ranch.
Fries?
Chick-fil-A does, but we're not allowed to go there anymore because they're canceled. 2019. Sorry. But yeah, I used to get the Chick-fil-A on my college campus when, again, it was still bad to eat them. I used to love those waffle fries.
Well, how do we feel about sweet potatoes and sweet potato fries?
I'm generally into sweet potato fries, but I don't want a full order. I want 3 sweet potato fries. Because I feel like it's diminishing returns when I eat sweet potato fries. The more I eat them, the less I want to, like, I feel like French fries, I could just eat and eat and eat forever. But
that's
sweet potato
fries.
That's
how I feel about candy corn versus real corn.
I could eat candy corn forever.
Candy corn forever. Real corn, one or two lines on the cob, and I'm done.
All right, I get the subtext. You guys are not invited to my dinners anymore. You don't like my side dish of candy corn.
I have cream candy corn. Oh, my God.
Okay. I love it here.
Okay, you two millionaires are too big for candy corn on the cob. It took me hours to put that together.
I'm just gluing candy corn.
I'm not a money doctor, but I have to assume candy corn is way more expensive than real corn. So you're the millionaire, my friend.
Really using real glue.
Real glue. Real glue, fake corn. Okay, so the other question is, what is your least favorite way to eat potatoes? Like your least favorite preparation?
The way it's in a butt.
Hey, oh, butt potatoes? Oh, gotta disagree.
Yeah, honestly, I'll eat any potato out of a butt. So raw is Mr. Genius's response. You feel good?
I'm not like constantly ordering baked potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Potato skins.
A baked potato is weird.
You mean
it takes...
jacket potato?
No.
Oh, boy.
That's what they call them overseas.
Baked potatoes take so long to make. Mariah and I made baked potatoes the other night, and it takes like an hour and 15 minutes just
to
bake a potato.
You had nothing to talk about?
Yeah, we just sat in silence.
I feel like just like new potatoes. That's not really a preparation, though.
What does that mean?
Like a type of just like baby red.
Oh,
like,
okay.
If you just get a plate of like quartered potatoes that are like baby red with seasoning,
okay.
It's like, here's some new potatoes, and you're like,
oh, I love like breakfast, but those sound like breakfast potatoes.
Yeah.
No, they're not like fried. It's just like seasoned and
baked?
Maybe baked, but.
Oh, yeah. I think I kind of do like those.
I don't like just like a quartered potato. I love baked potato. Baked potato is probably my second favorite preparation. Mashed potatoes near the bottom.
You know that?
Oh, really?
I hate gravy.
Oh,
gravy sucks.
No.
Yeah,
gravy Adam, sucks. Say it ain't so.
Oh, no. We thought we loved you.
We thought this was going to work.
You're the fucking gravy police?
One of the things that sucks
really? Oh my God.
A lot about being a vegetarian is gravy is made with meat stock. And so like...
And wheat.
And wheat. Well, yeah, so fuck. So
I don't know why we're so mad at you.
Well, I think it's because I miss it. I think it's because I miss it so much. I loved gravy. And you can make vegetarian gravy, and I do, but it's... Gravy. I go to brunch every Sunday at the same place, and the thing that I get has gravy on it.
You know that really cold day we had this year where everyone had to stay inside? Well, today, but also like in
polar vortex, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just bought like 8 potatoes and then cut them up in small pieces and put a bunch of olive oil on them and then just ate that for 3 days.
Yeah.
This has been Pod-tato, your podcast for all things potato. We hope you enjoyed the show. Give us an email at podtato.potatoes@weresosorry.com.
Is this a regular episode? We got to do riddles. Okay.
This is a regular episode.
I forgot
the show.
What was happening.
Old Lady Potatoes is Aaron Keefe.
My least favorite is home
lady
fries.
Potatoes.
Potatoes and risottos. That's what we should, instead of puzzles
God.
And riddles.
Today we should do potatoes
and
risottos.
I love it. During that time, so my boyfriend came over for the polar vortex, and I said that I was like, we should watch that show, Post Potatoes. And then we laughed and we talked about how Post Potatoes sounds like how Irish people say died. I'm so sorry to hear that he's Post Potatoes.
How's Carl? Oh, he's Post Potatoes.
I hate to be the one to tell you this, but he's Post Potatoes.
The poor boy went Post Potatoes in the river.
Which is like probably not great to Irish people, but I think about it all the time. I hate to be the one to break this to you, Mary, but
he's
Post
Potatoes.
I know, Aaron, you're Irish, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Irish too. So
we
feel
can
like
all
we're...
make these jokes.
Okay.
All right. By nightfall, he'll be post potatoes. Sorry, I can't stop thinking about it. All right, I am old man. Old lady potatoes.
How's your new boyfriend? Potatoes.
Potatoes. How's your old boyfriend? Post potatoes.
How are the kids? Oh, they're all potatoes.
And in bed are things pre-potatoes.
Pre-potatoes.
Oh, he's pre-potatoes?
We're
most
pre-potatoes
guys
right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, pre-potatoes can still get your potato credit. Nope. That's nothing.
That's something.
Starch.
Okay. Well, let's do this. What can be empty and full at the same time?
Are these warm-up readies or these are main potatoes?
Well, it depends on how good they are. How good you are at them.
Is this our main potato, a baked potato, or side potatoes, potatoes au gratin? Okay.
Is this episode going to be called Potato?
This episode should just be named Potato, and that's it.
Did
potato,
we just,
potato.
Did we just invent a restaurant called Bubba potatoes.
You say potato. I also say potato.
We all eat potatoes. Then we go to bed.
Potato.
Too many carbs tonight.
I must say this at least once an episode, but I feel truly insane right now.
And we're your puppets. Your potato puppets.
I feel like truly.
Potatoes in pajamas are coming down the
like
stairs.
Like 7 minutes ago, reality broke and split in two. And now I'm on a different path in my life.
You mean reality bites with Ben Potato and Gene. Grow pop a potato.
I think what our issue is we frequently forget as we're sitting here that we're on a podcast and we're being recorded.
Shit. And there are these men with guns holding to our heads saying, make the comedy, make the joke.
But real quick, we're all laying on top of my dining room table. Right?
Make the comedy, make the joke. Make the comedy,
make the joke.
What menu item does B-A-N... space A-N-A represent?
Banana.
B, Anna. What menu item? B-E-E, A-N-A?
No. B-A-N space A-N-A.
B-A-N, a banana split.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Noinks.
Somebody
shock me. Oh, do you guys think that a banana split would be good if instead of bananas, it was long fingerling potatoes?
Is everything else savory?
So it's ice cream, fudge. Mm-hmm. What's the other one? Caramel,
cilantro.
Well, then you would need a savory
oysters. Cilantro,
oysters,
oyster crackers,
Santana.
You have to do a substitute for each sweet thing.
Okay,
substitute. Let's pick on her.
It's fingerling potatoes instead of bananas. Instead of ice cream, it's sherbet.
I want to see real quick where Aaron's a substitute teacher. JPC and I are some rowdy, rowdy boys, and we're letting her know how things usually happen.
Okay, Diane, you can do this.
You're talking into a megaphone.
What?
You're talking into a megaphone?
Yeah, you're talking into a megaphone.
Okay, sorry. Hold on.
What's your name?
Diane. She yelled it.
But you need to call me Mrs. Anderson.
Miss Anderson?
Sorry, Miss Anderson.
I was going to say, I don't see a wedding ring.
But there's a tan line where there was a ring. Details. Usually our teacher starts off by talking about her divorce.
Mm-hmm. If you're divorced, you have to say it or else it's entrapment.
Technically not a divorce. I just got one of those rings from a vending machine stuck on my hand for many years.
Okay.
And now I have a tan line from it for the rest of my life.
Did you used to live somewhere warm with a lot of sun?
Because it looks like you maybe haven't
Sex
seen the sun.
Education.
Whoa.
This is history class.
This is history class. Hey, shut up. Go with it. This is awesome.
Oh, okay.
We're nine.
Who knows what's going on?
What happens in sex is that the ping pong goes in the gobbledygook. You put your ping pong in the dime store, you pay the bill, and you pull it out.
Well, he gets it. Do you get it?
I was told that it was like a penis and a vagina. All that sounded insane.
What? What are the words he said?
Diane, you can do this. You've got this. Don't let them intimidate you.
Can you please tell us what the truth is?
History started in 1840.
When? I really wanted to know what the end of that would be, and I never will.
Nope.
I'll never get to know.
It's pre-Civil War. John Adams was long dead, so I don't know what was going on.
Oh, I'm sorry. He was what?
Long dead.
He was what?
Long dead.
He was post.
He was post potatoes. I already forgot what we were talking about.
I like your default is to be like, he's dead.
Yeah, you're like, you want me to say my wife?
If it's Adele, he's like, say it. You can be pretty sure that it's my wife.
At that point in history, children, John Adams was post potatoes. Okay. What can be thrown but never caught?
Good luck.
Your voice.
Say that. Do it then. No, it's
what
not
can,
that.
What can be thrown but never, but never caught?
Oh, I know what it is.
A football with your dad.
No, I was just going to say baseball with my dad.
Yay! Because
he left.
Thrown but never caught.
We're so similar, Nate. You said football and I said baseball.
Mm. Mm.
Go Pats.
So close, but worlds apart.
Did
you say go
Pats?
Whatever
I do, I do it too. Show me everything and tell me how.
Well, the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon.
What
was potatoes dead, dead in his room?
But yeah, is the answer a potato?
No.
Are you sure?
What can be thrown but not caught?
Here's a hint. It's something I did at Ellis Island when I was four.
A gun.
No, something I did.
Oh, you can throw a fit.
A tantrum.
A tantrum. Mm-hmm. You can throw a freaking tantrum.
Skip a stone. Throw a fit.
You can throw a lot of stuff that you can't catch.
Throw a party. Can't catch a party. It's a tantrum?
Mm-hmm. You can throw shade.
Oh, yeah.
But you can catch a shade, a window shade.
So you can throw one type of shade and catch another type of shade.
Were you
That's
bad
the same.
Kids? Did you throw tantrums?
No. I was super, super quiet as a kid because my sister was a wild child. So I made up for her by being a very, very quiet.
I want to say that this is something that my mom did for us. And I may be getting this wrong, but I definitely would do this if I had a kid, which was... in a store wanting a toy and not getting it and like laying down on the ground and throwing a tantrum. And then my mom just got down on the ground and also started throwing a tantrum, which embarrassed me, the one throwing a tantrum, to stop throwing a tantrum.
Holy shit. That is brilliant.
She's incredible.
Yeah.
And you told us just before this episode, your mom was in Mensa.
Yeah.
She qualified for Mensa.
And yeah, we know
and
why.
And that proves the point.
Mom's a very smart lady.
What a holy shit.
But yeah, I was like, if
that is brilliant,
that's
good parenting.
That's like, one thing that has stuck with me because, like, I have no shame and I mm-hmm. can't get embarrassed by shit. So if someone,
which is why you're currently just wearing a bread bowl,
hey, this is an expensive bread bowl, asshole.
He told us to call you Panera.
This is one of the most expensive bread bowls they make. This is the Gucci of bread bowls, but yeah, I would absolutely do that if like a kid was throwing a tantrum, just sit down and throw a tantrum too. That sounds fun.
I never threw tantrums, but I definitely got like everything I wanted. Like I was definitely spoiled, mm-hmm. but in a way that my parents were just like very generous, mm. and I think rewarded me for being good
for bad behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what you said?
What I said?
I was also spoiled too, but also like we didn't have a lot of money, but I was spoiled. And then I ran into kids later in life that were also spoiled but had money, and I was like, oh, that's like this whole different kind of spoiled.
Oh, sure.
But I was still very like spoiled. For sure. Like, we had everything that we, like, wanted, basically.
You had a horse for Christmas?
Same.
I had a horse for Christmas, and I had my uncle kill it. With his hands.
That's power.
That's power. Have your uncle kill your horse. That's power. Don't talk to me about power. Commissioner Gordon.
Well, now all I have to do is look up people who killed a horse, their nephew, and then I find out who Batman is.
First of all, that horse was pre-potatoes when I met him.
Pre-potatoes?
When I
you
left
mean
that horse,
potatoes?
No.
He's just
when
potatoes.
I left that horse, he was potatoes.
He was coming?
Yeah. Oh, no.
It won't surprise you to know that I threw tantrums quite a lot.
Did it work? Did it work out in your favor?
No. I was just sort of a nightmare. Made my mom tired, hurt her feelings.
Do you remember...
Big drain on everyone's energy.
Do you remember what you threw a tantrum about at Ellis Island? Was it Ellis Island or what did you say?
I think it's Ellis Island.
Ellis Island.
If I'm remembering correctly.
Did you throw a tantrum because they were trying to change your name?
Yeah, they're trying.
All right, I got to see a scene.
They told me I was Irish and I was like, no!
Potatoes. I got to see a scene. JPC, yes. You were a Ellis Island tour guide in, I don't know, 2008. I don't know when you were four. And Aaron,
wow. Thank you.
Wow, you think of a child.
Thank you, Splits. Aaron, you are a four-year-old Aaron Keefe, mm-hmm. and I will play one of your parents. We'll see which one.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to throw a tantrum at some point.
Cool.
Ellis Island actually has a very robust history, and it goes back
That's
to
That's one way of putting it.
Yes.
Robust.
Yes. Thank you.
Is a shit show.
Okay. I'm sorry. There are children here on the tour.
Yeah, my kid.
Yeah.
Aaron, speak up.
Okay. So the history.
She's doing a Marge Simpson. Aaron, do your Marge Simpson.
That's a very good Marge Simpson. Mm-hmm. I do.
Do you have snacks?
No. So there were no snacks at the original Ellis Island. People would wait in long lines.
You got a cute little bow tie, though.
Okay, thank you so much. I actually learned how to tie this in the authentic manner. I don't have any Cheez-Its, no.
Do you have fruit by the foot?
Okay, so I don't have any snacks.
What about Dunkaroos?
I don't have snacks, but I'll tell you who was a snack.
Mm.
George Washington, when he declared that Ellis Island would be open to the Hessians, who came over as mercenaries from Germany in the year 17... I'm sorry?
Fritos?
I don't have...
Do you have Fritos?
I don't have any
Ritz
chips.
Crackers.
Chili?
On the way out after the
razor
tour...
Razor clams?
They're
Can
razor
I ask you
clams?
Something? Here's an extra $2. I want to know what Keefe used to be. What was the full name?
Oh, okay. So
my name
go.
Is Mama Keefe. This is my daughter, Erin.
So we can go to the big book of names. And so, Keefe, and do you know roughly where your ancestry were from?
Erin, tell him.
Ireland.
Ireland. Okay, Ireland. Keefe. Ah,
around
so
the corner, Keefe is made.
The original was Thief, which was short for horse thief. Okay, so it looks
that
like...
That horse was post potatoes when we found
it. It looks like the Keefs that came over, the horse thieves that came over for the first time had their hands cut off for stealing horses, so they couldn't sign their own names, so the Ellis Island people gave them the name Keefe.
Oh, Grandma and Grandpa said it was bit off via Dracula.
Zane. my name is an accident. My
details.
Last name. It happened after Ellis Island, but during the census, they spelled the name wrong.
What was your? Do you know the original name?
K-E-E-F-E.
So it's still Keefe.
Keefe.
It's still Keefe, but it's a different spelling. And then we were O'Keefe in Ireland.
O'Keefe.
And that's what is a thing that is real.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why we did the scene.
Yeah. Great.
What always tastes better than it smells?
Poop.
Potatoes.
What always tastes better than it smells?
Your mouth.
Aaron's mouth.
No, I don't taste good.
Honey.
No.
You taste like Skittles.
Yeah, you taste like Skittles.
I
sweet,
do now.
Like sweet candy.
A Hey Riddle Riddle fan brought Skittles to World News last night, and I had like a meltdown and was so excited and was like, I'll have a couple.
Let's set right now, because with Hello from the Magic Tavern, my character...
Count the Badger.
Mm-hmm. at some point became fascinated with Snickers, so every time I would meet fans or like we'd have a live show... I would get dozens of Snickers, and I eventually grew to hate them, but I still like them.
Yeah,
but let's set for each of us.
Put that caveat in there because they could be a sponsor for the show one day.
I love Snickers. Satisfied hunger. let's set for each of us.
Joe Pesci.
If you want to bring us some candy, mm-hmm. what do you bring? So, Aaron, what is your candy of choice that appreciators of the show, I won't illusion myself that we have fans, but appreciators of this show, what should they bring you?
Okay, you
Skittles?
Have Skittles? They have a choice.
Okay, we'll give choices.
So
okay.
You're also effectively picking the candy that you want ruined for you forever.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like peppermint patties. I like orange Starburst.
I've never in my life seen a single person eat a peppermint patty.
They're in my freezer
ever.
In Massachusetts.
You've only ever seen four people?
I've met four people.
Go to town on one.
My reflection, my shadow, my penis, and me.
That's sort of my mom's thing is cold peppermint patties. Like a treat.
Oh, you put them
night.
In the freezer?
Yeah, treat
so
late
So the
at
commercial's
night.
Real or yeah. like they breathe out... mountain breath air.
This is what they do.
Yeah, cold.
They
cold
scream?
Candy is good.
Like in the Quiet Place.
Cold candy is good.
Cold Girl Scout cookies. Cold Thin Mints. I like cold Oreos.
Cold Snickers.
We used to put Charleston Chews in the freezer.
So you said orange Starburst.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just orange Starburst.
Just orange.
Okay.
So a fan appreciator of the show would have to buy multiple packages of Starburst,
or just bring me one single orange Starburst, and I'll be happy. I don't need a whole. You don't need to bring me a bunch of candy. Mm-hmm.
So one peppermint patty, or one orange Starburst,
or a full bag of Skittles,
or a full bag of Skittles. Mm-hmm. Okay, so those are your three. Wow.
JPC, what are yours? You said earlier you said like one of those cans of peanuts when you open it up and it's snakes.
Yes. but I want the can. This is so crazy. I want the can to say snakes.
And when you open it up, it's nuts.
It's candy.
If you give me a can of snakes, it doesn't matter how many snakes are in there. As long as there are snakes in there, I'm
mm-hmm.
happy.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite candy to receive? If I have my druthers.
Is that like Werther's, but, but Sam's Club?
Druthers original.
Hey, Grandpa.
They have no taste, but they make a noise when you open them.
I want to see a quick commercial. JPC, you're an old grandpa.
Okay.
That's redundant.
Sure.
You're a grandpa. The grandpa's going to be young, but this one's old. But
gotcha.
You're going to be an old man who's doing a commercial for druthers, which is obviously the ripoff brand of mm-hmm. Werther's.
All right, kids. You want a Werther's? Go bother your grandma. Well, you can't because she's in Mexico with teeth. If you want to stay here at Grandpa's house, you'll have a druthers and you'll like it. Mmm, druthers. Pop that into your mouth and taste the subtle flavors of goat's milk, hay fever, pine cones, and salt taffy. That's the original druthers flavor. What do you kids think?
I just had a druthers, and now my tongue is white.
Is teeth her boyfriend?
You heard it here, folks. If these ingrate shitbird kids don't like druthers, Then I'll be a motherfucker.
Zane. I can't believe J.P. Riddles became a sponsor for Druthers.
Can you guys believe I have two characters?
Alan Alda?
Alan Alda.
Everyone else?
Everyone else. There's two characters, Alan Alda and everyone else.
I would like you to bring me a payday, and by that I mean bring me a check written out for $1.25 so I can buy my own candy.
Well, you're going to get candy for $1.25.
No, that's
This can't count because it's so specific, but it's, oh man, now Samosa Girl Scout cookies, what are those called?
Samoas.
Yeah.
Or wait.
No, not Samosas.
Samoas is a Pacific Islander? No.
That's a sumo. That's a Samoan.
Samoan. Are they called Samoas?
Oh, fuck.
We should maybe cut this part out.
No. I want this in. This is my part, and I want this in. But it's the ones with chocolate and coconut.
I think those are Samoas.
Samoas, right?
Yeah.
Those are great in the freezer. But that's not really a candy.
Those are the best cookies.
Yeah.
The best Girl Scout cookies.
The best Girl Scout cookies. So I will say that a Kit Kat. I think a Kit Kat is.
Really?
Good call.
I'm a chocolate guy.
And mine is whatchamacallit.
Is it really?
To me, whatchamacallit is the absolute best candy bar
ever
made.
I don't think I've ever had that. What's in it?
I used to love paydays, and now I'm all about whatchamacallit.
It's like caramel.
It's like crisp, puffed rice. It's not rice. It's rice.
They can't
caramel,
get sued.
There's chocolate. There's, I think, maybe a little bit of nougat. It's delicious.
So
Also caramel koalas. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, because Australia. Mm-hmm. Like a couple weeks ago on TPK, which is my stream that I do on Thursday nights.
It's your fight club,
my
right?
My fight club.
It's a total knockout
total
till you piss your pants.
It is total knockout till you piss your pants. But I was making Eddie and James do this bit where I kept making them eat candy bars to do a challenge. Mm-hmm. And I was like trying to get specific ones to like fit a theme. But I got whatchamacallits, and I haven't had a whatchamacallit in forever. Mm-hmm. And Eddie chickened out, and he couldn't eat his whatchamacallit. So I took a bite of it, and I kid you not, I hated it.
Really?
Yeah.
They're so good.
And I remember...
And 100 grand?
One of the other ones that we had was 100 grand, and they're kind of the same thing. They have like nougat mm-hmm. and caramel and mm-hmm. chocolate, and I had both of them. I had a bite of both of
them. Hated
them
both?
I did not like either one of them.
So good.
Which is crazy that those are your favorite.
I like Kit Kat, but I like the Japanese kind. So there's like, in Japan, they have like red bean flavor,
yeah.
green tea flavor.
What?
Like yeah. the Japanese, we've had some...
You can get them online too, I think, or maybe you have
absolutely,
to get them from
Amazon,
Japan.
But you can get them, but they're like $36 for yeah. 10 or something. But the Japanese flavors are fucking crushing what we have here in the States. Like we have like milk chocolate to me is boring unless there's like a whatchamacallit going on.
I just don't believe in the year, 2019, the year of our Lord with globalization. We just can't get these Japanese flavors in America.
Yeah, what's going
on? I don't
think
we deserve them.
We don't. We for sure don't.
We don't deserve them.
Here's what we'll say. Send us as many different Kit Kat flavors as possible. We will review each one. This has been Candy Corner.
I can't eat them.
Please do not send me
please
candy.
Please send us an email to candycorner@weresosorry.com.
I would die if I had candy. Please no.
Are we ready for another riddle?
Oh, yeah. This is a riddle podcast.
Yes.
A man is trapped in a room with only two exits. The first door leads to a tunnel made from magnifying glass. The blazing hot sun instantly fries anything or anyone that enters.
Oh, that's fucked.
Through the second door, there is a fire-breathing dragon. How does the man escape?
So one exit has glass made out of magnifying glass that fries anything that... Oh, this is
anyone
easy.
Anyone that enters.
Adam knows it.
I think this is easy. Maybe I'm crazy, mm-hmm. and you're my puppets. You wait till the sun goes down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, but how do you know?
Oh, shit.
Oh, the light goes away.
Oh, yeah, you got it right.
Oh, yeah, sun.
Right.
You wait till the sun. Wait, hold on. I have the answer.
Do let the sun go down on me.
You wait till the sun goes down on the dragon.
Oh.
It's not the dragon's sun.
Total
eclipse. It's just someone's sun. He's so distracted. His eyes are rolling back into his head. You sneak right out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh. My little scales.
What a good
I think
voice.
I'm a puff. I think I'm a puff.
I'm a Lee. We just ruined somebody's childhood.
Oh. Yep.
Pete's dragon has a whole different plot line. We never saw
Puff the Magic Dragon.
Mm-hmm. That's why I said I think I'm going to puff. Mm-hmm.
That's why I said I'm a Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-puff. Any other brain busters?
I want to see a scene. Oh, sorry, that's what I was going to say. I want to see a scene. In JPC, you are this like maniacal, saw-like...
Give him a character.
that's funny. Saw-like like serial killer who like cooks up all these very expensive, intricate ways to mess with someone.
Cool.
I'll and you're sort that. Of the, you're the guy he's kidnapped and you're presenting
I'm
this
the
to
Carrie
him.
Elways.
Yeah, and you're, you're poking holes in his plan.
Please, please let me go, please. I'll do anything.
Of course you're free to go at any time.
Why do you talk like that?
It's a voice modulator.
No, it's clearly you playing around with accents.
Okay, well, the voice modulator is on back order. You have a way to get out.
Okay, tell me.
Do you see that fork and knife upon the ground?
Yeah.
To get out, you must... enter through the door, but the door requires a key, and the key is the bones of your toe.
Can I just stop you real quick?
Yes?
You said I must enter through the door? That means if I open the door and I go through it, I'd be entering into another room.
But yes.
If that were the actual exit, you'd say I would leave through a door or exit through a door. You said enter.
Okay, so there are multiple rooms, but you were
your fucking plans is garbage.
Supposed to know that. Hold on. Now, you have to eat your toe. That's what I'm getting at here.
You have to eat my toe?
To get the bone to open the door. Now, there are two different kinds of relish in the fridge. And there's pickle relish.
Hey, earlier you said your name was Reggie. You were real open about
Did
that?
Did I say that?
Yeah, and you never
said that out loud?
Yeah, you never took my cell phone, so the cops are on their way. They know who you are.
Oh, I have a little surprise for the police.
Oh?
Because I have shotguns positioned at every door, and when the police come...
Who's manning the shotguns? Do you have somebody holding them, or are they just propped up against the wall?
So...
Damn, dude. You fucked yourself.
No.
Yeah, Reggie, you fucked yourself.
First of all, I never said my name was Reggie, okay? Did I? Did I say that?
You did.
Okay.
You said it multiple times. Said Reggie's plan and Reggie's game. And
here's
Reggie's
what I'm going to do. I'm going to come in there. And I said Reggie's plan? That's really what... that's what I was going to call this whole thing. Reggie's plan.
Can I just go? I'm not even tied down or anything.
What?
Can I just go?
Oh, my God.
Did you have an assistant who, like, died or something?
I was the assistant.
You need to outsource somebody.
No,
what you do.
The whole time at the end, you were supposed to trust the assistant, and then you were going to realize that it was me. Did I not come in there and do a whole assistant thing?
The door started. The doorknob started to turn, and then it stopped.
Okay. Oh, that's right. I got that phone call where I was having to give all of my personal information to renew my cable.
Yeah, I
got
left your
the mic
soche.
On.
I got your soche.
Honey, how was work today?
I would say that there were good parts and bad parts today.
Did you kill him? You look a little mopey.
Yeah, I did kill him. I went in the room and shot him with one of my door shotguns, but he didn't die the way that I wanted to die, and he didn't learn any lessons, and he never felt fear, so it kind of wasn't perfect for me.
There's no fanfare there.
Ma'am, you have 3 more minutes, and then you have to leave the prison.
Oh, I'd really love to have sex. I guess that's not in the cards.
No, that's not really in Reggie's plan.
Okay.
You said your goddamn name.
All right, well.
All right, Reggie Miller, you all set?
Hoop it up, baby.
Seed.
Indiana Pacers.
I was like, you can either be Reggie Wayne or Reggie Miller. Those are the only 2 Reggies I know, and both of them are from Indiana. Not from Indiana, but for Indiana.
Yeah, and they're both.
Remember Reggie Miller's classic phrase, whenever you sink a deep 3, he used to say, hoops up.
No, was that really what he said? No. I guessed. Oh, man.
Here's another riddle. I am a seed with 3 letters in my name. Take away the last.
Come.
Piss. Yeah. Come. Comes
a
seed.
Comes
a
seed.
Come. You got it. It was P. One night, a king, a queen, One night, a king and a queen walked into an empty castle. The next day, the king, the queen, and someone else walked out. What happened?
She had a baby. It's a boy.
She had a baby. It's a king.
One night, a king and a queen walked into an empty castle. The next day, the king and the queen and someone else walked out. What happened?
The castle was empty. Was this such a situation where someone was frozen in some sort of carbonite or crystal, and the king is a Merlin of sorts, and they had to unfreeze?
Or a Jabba the Hutt.
Or Jabba the Hutt.
Or a Salacious Crumb. Oh, I was just at the Star Wars. I was at the Star Wars celebration.
And
today.
Boy, are my arms tired.
And boy, are my arms tired. And I visited my friend Hillary. Works Hillary and Dima work for Funko, and so they brought me over to the booth to say hi and to grab some stuff. And I was like, and they said that Salacious, the guy who plays Salacious Crumb, was just at the booth. The guy who voices
yeah.
him. And I was so pissed I missed him because that's my favorite character. And my whole plot ploy for the whole convention was to have Salacious Crumb.
Your Reggie's plan?
Leave my Reggie's plan was to have him leave a voicemail that was, hey, this is Adel. Leave a message after that.
Why don't you just do that? You do a pretty good Salacious Crumb.
No, it's bad.
Do you know what this person looks like, though?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I was going to say, because if you just know them by their voice for Salacious Crumb, they probably aren't always doing that voice. And if that is just their laugh.
No, he only laughs. I guess he did it like 20 times at the booth. Here's what he looks like. And JPC, I want you to try and describe him.
Okay. So this looks like an old white man. Here you go.
Sorry, that's a picture of my, that was me on my screensaver. A king and a queen enter a castle. Mm-hmm. They leave, what was it?
Yeah, it's like they leave with a third part.
One night, a king and a queen walked into an empty castle. The next day, the king, the queen, and someone else walked out. What happened? Wait, before you say, JPC, have you solved it?
I have not solved it. I keep trying to make jokes, and I think that the something else is a poop. And so there were no toilets in the castle. Mm. And so they didn't want to leave just a poop in the castle, so they picked it up, put it in a bag, and carried it out with them. Is that right?
Yeah. You got
is
it.
That,
so
is that what you do with poop?
If I'm in a castle, no toilets. So the answer that I will say, my real final answer, is the next day they left. Mm-hmm. So they left with the king, the queen, and the sun.
Well, that's dragon. Way better version
they
of this.
Just went down on a dragon.
The sun rose in the sky, and they left with the sun.
That is way, way, way better.
What's the answer, Adel?
I believe.
Okay.
This could be a huge swing and a miss.
Like mine?
That's Aaron and I's two-man, That's my Aaron and I's two-person comedy show, Swing and a Miss.
Swing and a Miss.
Yeah.
You're a swinger and I'm a mitt and I'm a lady.
I say, put your cockies in this bowl.
You're so money you don't even know
here's
it.
Here's Miss Aaron.
The beginning of the riddle was one night... A king and a queen entered a castle.
Oh.
We're to believe that night is spelled N-I-G-H-T. I believe it's spelled K-N-I-G-H-T. So it's one night, a king and a queen enter a castle, and then the
knight leaves. Yeah.
Erin shaking her head no, but clapping, and I am so confused.
You figured it out.
You're getting the wrong claps.
Well done.
Well and done, son.
That was Erin making her ass clap.
I want to be the king, and JPC, you're the queen.
Yes.
And Adel, you are a knight, and you're like not taking the hint that like we're just like trying to enjoy some like time alone, and you're the third wheel, and that like we kind of don't really need you right now.
Correct. Hail and well met into the castle,
yes.
Lord and Lady.
Thank you so much, and everything is secured.
Yes, yes
to our
Lord
liking.
And Lady's
you've
not
done
right.
an
it's
excellent
King
job
queen,
securing the castle.
What do you prefer to be called, Miss Mrs.
Oh,
King
not,
Queen?
Let's not worry about it, Mark.
Your Highness.
Mark, you're doing great.
Your Highness.
Yes,
your
Highness
grace.
Works.
I'll say Your Grace.
That works as well.
Well, we're about all wrapped up here. We're really...
Get a...
Oh, now you're making me yawn.
Okay.
Let's all take a nap.
we're sorry about that.
Big old nap.
You must be tired and wanting to see your family, sir.
Yes, I want to see my family, but of course they understand that I'm here to impress you with my demo tape, so let me just put this in. Do you have a cassette player?
Oh, I think it's broken.
Yes, it is, and if it's not, it will
so
be soon.
So it goes. Can I show you some sword stuff?
Actually,
yeah.
Okay. Very cool. Hey, Mark. You know what? Hey, Mark. Put that away. Hey, Mark. We're all very hungry.
And you just tore up our
drapes. They're all cut to ribbons.
Oh, sorry.
No worries. Put the sword away. We're all hungry. How about you go take that sword over to the kitchen and whip us up something to eat, huh?
And then you know what? Grab something for yourself. We'll go down to the kitchen and pick up whatever you made, and then you can make your way home before it gets too dark.
And it's getting darker now.
That sounds wonderful. That's delightful. Thank
very
you so
good.
Much. What gracious host you are. I'm sorry. I'm a little upset. My child is post-potatoes.
Oh,
so it goes.
That's what they say. Post-potatoes is...
Sing me a song.
Wait, what?
Sing me a song, queen.
Oh,
call
yeah.
it post-potatoes.
Queen, please.
You're the queen.
Yeah.
I said at the beginning.
Okay. Yes, that's right. I'll sing you a song, Marcus. Okay, what was your boy's name?
This is my daughter.
I'm sorry, what was your daughter's name?
Penelope.
Penelope, that's not going to work in this song.
Penny?
What about Penny?
Okay, whatever you want, Your Grace.
Penny Lane is very dead. She's postpartum.
Can you actually play a horn, King? Can you just play a horn?
Wish I could get him to play my horn.
What?
Uncles, go down on your wives.
I have a horn dragon. Can you blow me?
That was a fun scene.
Yes.
What's your favorite scene we've ever done on the show?
That one.
That one.
Okay, me too.
That one's my favorite as well.
Speaking of favorite scenes, my favorite scene is when we take a quick break to hear from our advertiser for this show.
And today's advertiser is Quick Break, the new cereal candy. Oh boy, I fucked that
give
up.
Give me a break. Give me Quick Break. It's like a Kit Kat, but it crumbles real fast. We'll be right back.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
And thrusters go. Engine 3, go. All right, we have liftoff. Oh, Aaron and JPC, I just sent a bunch of our money into space.
Oh, yeah! Wait, what?
Well, it's kind of the same thing as how we're wasting it right now, right? There's all those unused subscriptions that we have that are just sort of...
Boy.
Oh, Adel.
Aaron, you want to drop some knowledge on this fool, or should I
would love to, JPC. Adel, you sort of had the right idea, but we use the Rocket Money app. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And it's also my most used app on my phone by far.
Ding, 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 ding. Most used app, Adel, okay? And it doesn't just... Look, I know what you had good intentions. You put a bunch of money in a rocket and sent it up to space. Great intentions. But that's not what Rocket Money does. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place. And if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can help cancel it with just a few taps.
Mm-hmm. And you can clearly see your spending habits. Plus, they help create a custom budget and keep your spending on track.
Mm-hmm.
Wowie zowie, I just looked it up. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features.
Uh-huh. Can you believe it?
And Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lowering your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you, Adel.
Oh. Well, can I tell you a little secret? I was lying. I didn't send money into space. That would be stupid. I sent a bunch of my books into space to help aliens get smarter.
That's where we keep our money.
Yeah, I knew you were never going to read all those books, so I hollowed them out and filled them with money.
Oh, no. Well, stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/riddle. That's rocketmoney.com/riddle. Rocketmoney.com/riddle.
We don't need money. We have friendship.
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 We have friendship.
We have friendship.
This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace. Okay, Adel, Aaron, I am putting the finishing touches on our Penguin Baseball League website, powered by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether we're just starting out with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, or managing a growing brand with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with our audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on our terms.
Phew, thank goodness we use Squarespace, because now we can upload video content, organize our video library, and showcase our content on beautiful video pages. You can even sell access to your video library by adding a paywall to that content. So people might need to pay a couple extra dollars to see these cute little penguins sliding into third.
Plus, with Squarespace, we can start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. Choose from professionally curated layout and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, and optimized for every device. And that's the hardest part about doing Penguin content, is because their sizing is wildly out of whack. You never know if you're going to get a big penguin or a small penguin, but with Squarespace, you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools so you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want. And I hope these penguins grow the way I want, because I'm going to need them to grow really big to play Penguin Baseball.
Oh, yeah. All of our teams need to grow really big, right? We all agree?
Oh, yeah. Huge. Yeah.
And of course, you can also add courses to your Squarespace site. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online course. So we can teach other people how to play Penguin Baseball. You can start with a layout that fits your brand, upload videos, and customize everything with next-generation editing technology.
So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. Domains are where penguins live.
Huh. Oh. Oh, we did some sort of call. The penguins are flying towards us.
They're coming here. They're coming here.
They're running.
Yoo-hoo.
Oh, I love Yoo-hoo.
Chocolate milk.
Potato crew back together again.
Technically, you can't call it milk. It's a chocolate drink. We'd love to call it milk, but we can't get sued.
Also, we looked it up over the break, and Quick Break is not a candy bar.
But it is now.
We were duped. Somebody paid us $5, told us to advertise a candy bar, and we have been doxxed.
Yeah. Doxed. We got doxed. Somehow we got paid $5. All we had to give them was our address. So we got doxed pretty hard.
I have info, Fokker. Can you dox me?
I've never had Yoo-hoo.
It's not great.
You've never had Yoo-hoo?
Mm-mm.
When my grandma used to pick us up from school, she would bring a Yoo-hoo and cookies in a cooler.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's a fun grandma.
Yeah, it was great.
That's a fun-ass grandma.
Yeah. All I got to eat was Cape Cod potato chips for 18 years.
All I got to eat was salted cod.
Aaron, drink your Old Bay. I used to like Nesquik. We used to have Nesquik in my household.
Oh, I don't think we had. We had Hornstra Farms chocolate milk for a couple years.
Hornstra Farms.
So post potato.
Nesquik and Hornstra Farms, like, that's chocolate milk, but legit, Yoo-hoo is not milk.
It's called like chocolate
drink. It's a chocolate drink.
What is it, though?
Same with like Ovaltine or
something. Yeah, it's because Yoo-hoo is not like a powder that you like mix in with something. It's just like, it is just chocolate drink. I don't know. It's definitely not milk, though.
Ugh. I heard as a child, I don't know if this is true, I heard that chocolate milk is made from the milk that has blood in it. So like sometimes when they milk cows, there'll be like blood swirled into it from whatever reason. And so they just add chocolate to it and then they're like, still good.
I don't know.
Think about what you're doing and what you're saying.
Yes. Remember,
how many people listen to this podcast?
You
have
an audience. Remember, only drink chocolate drink.
You have an audience, Adel, and you have an obligation to that audience.
And you've ruined chocolate milk for thousands of people.
Here's what I'll do.
Swoop.
I'll do my part. Remember those ads that were like somebody looking in the mirror and there was like a buff, big version of themselves? Uh-huh. And they had like a milk mustache?
Yeah.
Like, I want to be you when I grow up. I'll do the same thing, but I'll just have, it's going to be me shirtless with a real bad body and like a a smear of blood above my lip.
This is, you made it worse. Help. Help. Got help?
We got help? Send it.
We have an obligation to our listeners. We have an obligation to inform them that if you get into your car late at night, there is a killer in your car. Most of the time.
Listen,
most of the
we're
time.
We're not trying to scare you. We're just playing the percentages.
Yes.
85% if you're driving in a car, there's somebody in the backseat.
This
who's
is Moneyball. This is classic Moneyball from what I understand
from
that movie.
Don't shoot the messenger, but something bad's going to happen to you today.
The messenger is going to shoot you. I love scaring people. I also, in my childhood home, we also had almonds syrup because my dad is Palestinian. So we also had like alongside like, we'd have typical like a bundt cake and then there'd be like baklava and all these like weird lady fingers and stuff. So I had a real weird, I walked the line of like normal crap and then like super weird, like magluba and all this other stuff.
I do love baklava.
Mm, baklava's very good. That was the cousin on Perfect Strangers.
Right? Yeah.
Name an eight letter word that has KST in the middle, in the beginning and at the end.
Sun-kissed.
KST. At the
shit.
In the middle, at the beginning, and in the end. Kiss, kiss, kissed.
Yep. Kiss. That's what I say to my boyfriend before he falls asleep.
Kiss,
goes,
kiss, kiss,
kiss. Kiss, kiss, kiss. I go.
So it's got KST.
It's a little hamster.
It's eight letters. It's got KST at the what?
At the what?
Name an eight-letter word that has KST
roof.
In the middle, in the beginning, and at the end.
Rusty.
KST.
KST in the middle.
In the middle.
At the beginning.
And at the end.
Oh, wait.
That just reminded me. Was it yesterday that I was doing a bit where I was drinking a water bottle like a hamster?
Hold on.
And yes. I said, JBC, do I look like a hamster? And without looking up from what he was doing, he said, yes.
Wait, can you get, so sorry. So KST was the letters?
KST.
Okay, read that one more time.
Yes.
I think I solved it.
Name an eight letter word that has KST in the middle, in the beginning, and at the end.
And you think you've solved this?
KST? Inkstand. So the letters KST are in the middle, in the beginning, IN, and at the end, so it's Andy. So it's,
that's pretty
it's
good,
asking
right?
us to be literal.
Inkstand. And that's one word, inkstand?
You know, inkstand is when you can't afford a kickstand, so you put a pin to hold up your bike.
Yeah.
All the kids call you poor, kick
yeah,
the
yeah,
shit
yeah,
out
I understand.
Yeah.
That one's fun, right?
Yeah, I like
it's
that
it's very
one.
Fun.
That was good. That's a good riddle.
Here's what I'll say. I said it before, I'll say it again. I'll say it a million times. I love riddles that I solve.
Honestly,
any riddle I solve, I fucking love.
I love the ones that you get right more than the ones that I get right because I love seeing you happy.
Aww.
And I wish I could see it a little more often, huh?
Well,
huh, guy? How about a smile?
I'm
how about
sad.
A smile for my guy?
No, got a lot going on.
Don't give up.
I got a lot.
Got
a lot,
help? Send it.
I got
got
a lot,
help?
I got a lot going on. A lot of sad stuff. Got a lot of sad irons in the fire. Working on a lot of sad deals.
I love the phrase.
I got a lot of sad irons,
sad
in, the
irons
fire.
In the fire.
Sorry, pal. I can't make golf. I got a lot of sad irons in the
I'm
fire.
I'm talking to a guy who's got my kid. I got to get my kid back. I'm losing money on a boat.
Hey, can I ask you? You work at this Dick's Sporting Good? I bought a golf club from you, and it's a sad iron.
I also lost my kid on that boat.
Talking to a boat about getting my kid back? I got a lot of sad shit
got
going
a lot
on.
Of sad
what do you got
shit
for me?
About getting my boat back.
What do you got for me? Make me cry.
Okay. I was going to read one that is so easy, but I thought that maybe it would
yeah,
be a fun
let's
scene.
Give us a win.
Give us a win, saw.
In 2000, a 40-year-old doctor told his son that when he was a little boy, he
is
decided...
Is the answer Adel in 2000, a 40-year-old doctor, and it's going to end up being me, and I'm
no,
59.
No, you're not smart enough to be a doctor.
God, I love that Steve Carell movie, The 40-Year-Old Doctor.
In
just
2000,
a normal movie.
A 40-year-old doctor told his son when he was a little boy, he decided to be a doctor by seeing a website about performing a heart transplant on a puppy with a defective heart so that the puppy would live a normal life. I then thought that I would be a doctor so I could help people in a similar way. What is the defect in that story?
Puppy's
the defect
heart.
Is a 40-year-old man in 2000 said he was on the internet as a little boy.
Yep.
Fuck that shit. Unless he's Al Gore.
No, it's the puppy's heart that was the problem.
Yeah, that's the defect is the puppy's heart.
The puppy's heart was.
Are you serious?
Three no, sizes you that were day. Right, okay, but like, I'm so tired of you getting things right.
I need these. Oh, Aaron, I need these.
Oh, my iron in the fire is sad.
Speaking of irons, Tiger Woods, huh? Won the Masters. Did first he? Time in 14 years.
I was recording that to delete.
So I want to focus on one listener and the email that she has sent us.
Let's really drill down to this listener. Where is she from? Let's dox her.
I'm going to share her first name because I don't know.
Well, guess her last name. If we get it right, we say it.
Excellent. Her name is Liz.
Liz.
Lemon.
Yep, you got it. Her name is Liz, and she listened to, here are a few riddles I originally heard while trapped in a 13-hour car trip.
She was trapped
in a 13-hour car trip?
We've said it before. If you are in a car, there's an 85% chance you're being kidnapped.
Sorry, Liz, but I need to see a scene. Adel, we are going to see a scene where you and Aaron are driving down the road. She has trapped you into a 13-hour car trip. You are hour one of this 13-hour car trip. You've been trapped.
I've been trapped?
Yes, Adel's been trapped. I don't know what this is, but we're going with it.
All I'm saying is, what if the song, Oh What a Night, was about K-N-I-G-H-T, and it's like touting the escapades and victories of a specific night. Oh, what a night.
How hurt do you think I would get if I rolled out of the car?
How hard would you get?
How hurt do you think I'd get?
I don't know.
I was asking how boats. Turned on I would get if I rolled
how
out of the car.
How hard would you get if you jumped out this door? I can't tell you.
Okay, Adel, just a new rule for the rest of the trip. No, nothing that has to do with the musical Jersey Boys.
Oh. But I love them. Okay. I love Frankie Valli.
I know we're going through
walk
New Jersey
like
right
a
now.
Man, talk like a man. That's them,
you
right?
You know what? I'm going to phone a friend here.
What if there's a thing that was called Frankie
beep, beep, beep,
Valli?
Beep, 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 beep. Pick up JPC. Pick up.
Frankie Hidden Valli.
This is JPC.
Sweet Valli.
Hi, JPC. I'm in a car with Adel.
Aaron,
Adel. Hey, JPC.
And he really wanted to talk to you about Jersey Boys.
Yeah.
So do you have like a couple hours to talk to Adel about Jersey Boys?
I don't.
What if they were Jersey men?
I'm just
Marty, we've
to...
got to go back. We've got to go back.
I love it, buddy. I'm just about to get into my sub sandwich. Just about to take a big bite.
Are you
going to
fuck another Jimmy John's?
That seems like a
just
perfect...
Just like J.P. Riddle says?
Yeah, I'm working my way
freakishly
across the country.
Fast. You're going to every Jimmy John's. Fast.
It feels like you can probably eat and listen at the same time.
Oh, you know what? You
Aaron,
can
look how I'm driving. Look how I'm driving, Aaron.
How's he driving? Can you describe it?
Yeah.
I can't see
like
it.
Like this.
I can't see it. You called
like
me.
Like this. I'm showing you.
You called me.
Oh.
You called me.
All right. Well, here's the phone.
My name is Aaron, and I'm here to say I'm having a great time on this road trip.
Yeah, Turkey Tom. No.
Oh, shit. She jumped out.
Jesus.
Oh, she is rock hard.
All right. Liz, back to your email. We're really sorry. At the end of the email, she does say, that's all I've got for now. Love the show so much. Shout out to my own resident old man Puzzies and fellow listener, Carrie, for being the source of most of these. Keep it, no
Carrie
shit,
Strug?
All Sherlock.
Wow.
P.S. Aaron's laugh is the best, most joyful thing I've ever heard.
Wow.
Well, let's all laugh, and we'll let's have a laugh off.
Okay.
Good one.
That's
you
Aaron.
Decide.
You decide.
You decide.
Here's the first riddle. You draw a line on a piece of paper. Now, without altering that line...
Hold on.
That's unfair. He's got a line.
Of coke. Ready to do the riddle.
I'm ready to do it. You draw a line on a piece of paper. Now, without altering that line in any way, either with your writing implement or manipulating the paper, how do you make it shorter?
Hey, paper, you're cute, but like not super cute.
Things are shorter.
What? Hold on. I'm manipulating the paper.
You're nagging the paper?
Can you grab lunch? I forgot my wallet.
Hey, that thing you thought I said, I didn't say it. Gaslighting you.
So with my writing utensil or manipulating the paper, what do we do?
You draw a line on a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. Now, without altering that line in any way, either with your writing implement or manipulating the paper, how do you make it shorter?
You draw a second line that is longer than that line, thereby making that line shorter. And the genius is
Adel. Fuck. Congratulations,
thank
Adel.
Thank you so much.
God
what I did
it.
Is I put my penis next to it, therefore making my penis look very small. Wait, shit. No, I reversed it.
Oh, no. I right there?
Yeah, you got it right.
Wow.
Really? Could you manipulate the paper?
No, you can't.
Oh, you can't. But you can draw?
You just can't manipulate the line. You can't manipulate the line or the paper.
Okay. But I was going to say fold the paper.
No. Well, that's manipulating the paper.
Can I still have the win?
Oh, yeah. What a night!
I could have gotten that riddle right if I could break one of the central tenets of the riddle.
Oh, God, that's the theme of the show. In the middle of the woods, there are two men.
Is this still a Liz riddle?
Mm-hmm.
Did she?
A Lizzle.
Well, no, some of these are from Carrie.
Rizzles
yeah,
and Lizzles.
These are maybe Carrie's. In the middle of the woods, there are two men. One is alive and one is dead. They carry.
He's what?
Post potatoes.
Thank you.
One is alive and one is
alive.
Post potatoes. They carry identical backpacks. The backpack
Gross.
Of the living man is empty. The backpack of the dead man is full. The backpack carried identical contents. What is in each backpack?
They were JanSports full of pencils. Fuck. I mean, parachutes.
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 Oh, I'm sorry. I have a bit of an accent. A pair of shoes. They both had a pair of shoes. They went to Payless. One of them was real depressed about it and wasn't paying attention, walked into a bear.
I'm mad at you for getting that so fast. Remember when we were bad at these? Those were the days.
Those were the days.
When the riddles go sailing.
This is their Vegas act that they're going to be doing in 2050.
Swing and a miss.
And I'm the miss.
I would love if Arnie Pear is your piano player and it's you two in like pretty cheap tuxes in Vegas in 2050.
I've got a question for you. Ring a ding ding and a puzz a puzz puzz.
I've got an answer for you. A ling a ding ding and a rizzy rizz rizz.
Excuse me while I pour four fingers of scotch and bourbon and vodka right now.
Hey, fellas, you can't have live alligators in here.
Excuse me, that's part of the show. Let's get these alligators drunk now. Let's get these alligators drunk.
And they won't be live by the end of the show. We're gonna feed these alligators chocolate.
Chocolate and feed those alligators to some crocodiles.
Yeah, there hasn't been an audience in the show since
I'm
the beginning.
I'm insane and these are my puppets.
Fly me to the moon, literally.
This guy's got me scared to death. I could see me and Adel doing that. We're both like boozed out of our minds. 23 hours a day.
Here's what we need to
do. I'm there. I look great.
you're just presenting
Aaron
us the whole
like
time.
Aaron looks like she's 22. We yeah. look like
we're
a
both magician's
61.
Assistant.
Yep.
But secretly just drinking the whole time.
Yeah.
Here's what we should do. We should do a live show that's like a Vegas old-timey Rat Pack show.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, I had an idea. JPC, I don't know if you remember this. A year or two ago, I had an idea to produce a show that was JPC. As a
oh, yeah.
haunted tour guide,
mm-hmm.
and it would leave from I.O. for only the month of October. It'd be once a week. We'd leave from I.O., and he has a group of people that he takes around like a 10-block radius, and he tells an improvised history, haunted history of Chicago.
I would go every night.
I would love to do that. Just take people just to Whole Foods across the street and do an improvised ghost tour of Whole Foods.
Sir, excuse me, sir.
We're buying stuff. You can't tell us to leave. We're actually
somebody died in that salad bar.
So funny.
That's about as good of an improviser as I am. Somebody died in that salad bar. Somebody died by those breakfast cereals.
What else? I think the best thing to do is be like, does anybody know? Because this is what real haunted tour guides do, which is like, you see that building there?
Yeah.
Does anybody know what happened there? And somebody be like a nurse died? That's right, a nurse died.
And do you know her name?
Monica? That's right, Monica.
When we do our Vegas show, I want to have a straw connected to my bra that has tequila.
The straw is connected to... Bra, the bra's connected to tequila. Tequila's connected to
sadness.
Let's call the whole thing sad.
I did an improv rehearsal once at that Whole Foods, the Whole Foods across the street from I.O. where we all do comedy shows. And our coach gave us partners and scene prompts. And then we were supposed to go into that Whole Foods and like live scenes as people.
Immersive theater.
Immersive theater, yeah. And two people had their thing was that they had just broken up and they were like walking through Whole Foods like crying and holding hands, and it was like people were like turning around and being like, what happened there?
Wait,
that's incredible.
Wait, how do most people break up
in Whole Foods?
They're
and
crying
cry?
And holding hands.
Yeah, so like it was like I think the scene prompt was like that it was like the end of a long
I'm doing
relationship
it way wrong.
Wait, I'm just bailing out of a moving car.
Yeah,
I just tuck my nuts and roll.
Kids, tuck your nuts and roll.
That's so funny. Webb busted that once.
That's a, it's a fun thing to do.
I remember walking by the table that Sean Coyle and Waleed Mansour were doing their thing, and they were like two 50-year-old cops. Like Jade, they were like, "Yeah, we've been doing this a lot." And I was like, "This is a stretch, boys."
There's nothing funnier than watching two 22-year-olds play 50-year-old cops,
and they're just like drinking beers at Hop Leaf, pretending to be cops.
I remember like my level one IO class. It'd be like somebody, the teacher would be like, "Now let's pretend you're like 50 years old," and then somebody would enter the scene as a 50-year-old and be like, "Who's there? Is someone in the basement?" And it's like, nailed it. And then everyone else is like, "Have you ever, your parents are 50. Like, what are you doing?"
That's and now so that you're 36, funny. You're like, "They were fucking right. They were, I'm so close to that.
That wasn't even close."
I would love to do one more.
Okay,
little.
This
wow,
is
wow,
Liz.
I'm really laughing now. I wish I had
guys,
been this
I'm,
warmed up at the beginning.
I'm having a lot of fun.
Me too.
This
I'm
is Liz's.
Laughing.
Is this still Liz's riddle?
Yeah.
Okay. Honestly, Liz,
or
you
Karen.
Brought us so much joy. I don't know if you're still listening. You might have checked out.
But. Checked out? You mean post potatoes?
Post potatoes.
Kevin enters a room. In the room, there are several masked people covered in blood.
Sleep no more.
They surround a dead body in the center of the room. Kevin does not call the police. Who are you?
Because he's at a initiation. This is the movie Skull and Bones.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
starring Paul Walker.
This is the movie The Strangers, and they only kill them because they're
you
home.
You know that Yale Secret Society?
Oh, yeah. The
Skull
one
and Bones.
Yeah.
Yeah. My uncle, Judge Smoot. I know. Judge Smoot got asked to be in it and then said no. And then they messed with him.
How'd they mess with him?
Like, in a number of different ways.
It's like, because you have to like do like weird stuff. Like you have to like piss on a sitting president or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. And I think one guy, because to become a judge, you have to get the approval of all these people. Right. And a person that wouldn't give him approval was in that group and was like, shouldn't have said
that's
no.
That's crazy. Damn. Also, that's my favorite Pavement song is piss on a sitting president. I could piss on, spit on a stranger as well.
The answer to this riddle is I think it's a hospital room. And I think that the people with the masks and covered in blood are surgeons and nursing staff.
He got it.
Yes. Thank you, ma'am.
Yay.
Thank you. Next.
Yay. Well, then I definitely want to see a scene.
Yes.
So you two are surgeons.
Uh-huh.
And you are in the OR. Mm-hmm. And it's clearly this person is post potatoes. And JPC, you're just going to be relentlessly positive. You're just trying to keep the mood in the room up.
Okay, Aaron, and I was only half listening, but you said that we are sturgeons who live in Oregon.
Gulp, gulp, gulp.
And got it.
I'm going to eat this. I'm going to eat this. I'm going to drink
how
this craft
you?
Kelp.
Okay.
Aaron, I would like to ask you to also be a surgeon in the room.
Okay.
A woman surgeon? Are you out of your mind?
The doctor was the mother.
Aaron. That's true.
You're a mom. Is that your way of saying you're pregnant? Oh my God.
Okay.
What an episode.
We got to get in the scene. Mm-hmm. Well, okay. 10:26, official time of
did you
death.
Say 10:26? Is that a Freudian slip?
Sorry, but it's my anniversary and I'm horny. 10:26, official time of death. I did say 10:26. I am thinking about going home.
I can't believe we have to tell the family what happened.
Oh,
I don't have I don't really have a good bedside manner.
Okay, you know what?
I get farty when I start to tell people bad news.
You know what a good bedside manner would be, right? Seaside Cottage. Bedside.
M-A-N-O-R.
M-A-N-O-R, yeah.
This person had kids.
Oh, yes. Okay, so.
Had kids, they all died.
You mean post potatoes?
They're all post potatoes.
We
is that the medical term we use now?
Yes, absolutely.
All the textbooks say post potatoes.
That's what we use. We have to go out. We
Who
have
wrote
to inform.
This book? The new medical book is written by Nathan Levi.
We have to go out there and we have to inform the family. Does anyone we do want to draw
Not
straws
it.
To do it?
Not it. Nose goes.
I guess we can't draw straws anymore because the straw embargo. I guess they're really really saving the planet on that one.
This was a really easy surgery and we really blew it.
Yeah, this is a routine surgery. We went 18 hours. That's way too long for an appendectomy. Okay. You know what? I will go out and I will inform the family.
Oh, thank you so much, Greg. Thank you so much.
But Greg, maybe like take it down a notch with the whole like smiling and bouncing about and being horny.
Okay.
Also, when you drink...
I guess I'll just undo this cocaine. I'm just kidding. Doctors can't do drugs because we have to be doctors.
When you drink Sprite, you always hold the can so that the label's facing outward, like you're in a commercial.
Yeah.
Can you I feel like it's really disarming. Can you not do that?
I also like to hold my fingers so that I make the can spell spit. And so people are like, oh, are you drinking spit? And be like, no, I'm drinking Sprite. Spit would be gross. Okay.
This person donated a lot of money to a lot of beautiful and really important charities.
Okay, I'll go out there and creak, slap, blap.
Oh, there he is. Doctor.
Okay, this,
Dr.
Howe. Nothing but good news.
Are you the Smoot family?
Yes, we're the we're the niece and nephew of Smoot.
Okay, I have to tell you that the surgery was successful.
what a relief. Doctor, please come
bringing,
here. Let me give you a hug.
Bringing three doctors closer together.
I see. Yay. Is that it?
Yes. That's all the scenes that we have.
If you want to be just this like Liz and give submit riddles that aren't your own but are your friend Carrie's, please email us at hrrpodcast@gmail.com. Also follow us on Instagram and Twitter at HeyRiddleRiddle to chit chat with us and talk to us.
You're also going to want to pick up that phone or laptop. You're going to want to throw out the window. You're going to borrow your roommate or neighbor's phone or laptop. You're going to subscribe to our Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
$5 gets you a bonus episode every single week. Every Friday we drop a new Patreon episode. That's four or five a month. And I gotta be honest, I am self-loathing. They're great episodes.
If you're listening to the main really episodes and you're thinking, oh wow, these have really taken a dip in quality, all that quality is going over to the Patreon.
We shifted it over like
this sounds like a bit, but it's something that we accidentally do. I'm not even, it's like probably a problem that we need to examine. We're sorry.
Oh boy. You can follow me at JPSoFly on Twitter. You can follow me on Instagram at SharkBarkman. You can listen to the campaign podcast. You can also watch my Twitch stream that I mentioned earlier in the show. It's called TPK. We play the board game Gloomhaven. We just celebrated our 1-year anniversary,
ooh,
which is huge for us. And you can follow us. It's Thursday nights, 7 p.m. Central, twitch.tv/oneshotRPG.
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at @AdelRafi. You can It Follows on Netflix and Hulu. It's a wonderful horror movie. You can come see us at World News Tonight every Saturday at 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. All three of us are there. Please say hi afterwards. We've had a wonderful run of people saying hi. Please give us a shout and we'll come talk to you. And also check out Holo from the Magic Tavern. Check out Siblings Peculiar, my other podcast. Aaron, what do you have to plug?
Come see Wet Bus every Thursday at 10 p.m. at the IO Theater. It's me and my best friends. It's really, really fun. I'm very, really proud of that show. So come see that. And then follow me at AaronKeefe10 on Instagram. I'm private to keep all of the mold away from my Instagram.
You can also, I would say, go visit our TeePublic store and buy some of our merch. We have a really cool shirt. Aaron happens to be wearing it right now. It says Keefin' It Real. And Aaron, what's that little guy living on that shirt?
Jupiter!
Bye forever.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.